V'ani tzvilosi l'cho Hashem eis rotzen. As Avraham Avinu said, he is called an eis rotzen by Hashem. Eis rotzen means when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is makabel the tefillos. Is Amosai eis rotzen? When is it an eis rotzen, a good time to daven in front of Hashem? V'sho shatzibah mispalim. At the same time, when the tzibur is davening, tefillah, but tzibur, no matter where you are, even if you're at home, it's an inyan to daven at that time. Because that time is when Hashem is makabel the tefillos.
Before
I had a
before,
when you were kids. Yeah. Good challenge. I'm not sure. This is a big union here. The davening the same time they're davening. This is a big amount. There's a amount that we'll soon see that says Shas Rotson. So Drashi Tabrashi Eish Rotson. Alma Yesho Shisha Rotzen. There's a special time when Hashem is Merutza. And that's when the Tzibur is down. We have Yesu Rabbi Chanina Omer Mihoch from another Pasuk. Pasuk says, Koyamar Hashem, V'yeis Rotzen Anisecha. There's an Eish Rotzen, that's when Hashem answered us. Mashman is a special time of an Eish Rotzen. We have Baha Rabbi Chanina Omer Mihoch from another Pasuk. Hein Kael, Kabir V'lo Yimus. He's like, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kabir means from a lot of people, from a Tzibur V'lo Yimus. Means when a tzibur davens, the Kodesh Baruch Hu won't be mamayis. He won't like not listen to the tefillas. Another pasuk says, "Podeh b'shalom nafshi mikorvli." The Kodesh Baruch Hu should be paid to me, should help me. Why? Ki berabim hoyu imodi. Because there are a lot of people with me, which means he davened b'tzibur. So the daven b'tzibur, that's a koyach that tefillah should be nena. It's an ace rotzen. Trashi kabir lo yimus. Means tefillas harabim lo yimus. When you have a lot of people, kabba means a loshen of a gibber, a lot. Together, then it's lo yimus, Hashem will zicha listen. Mikar lo drashi me mechomes haboy solai, kid rabim ho yimodi, she espalu imi, that they're locked up and with me means tefillah betziba. Tanya na mihochi, Rabbi Nosin noimer, minayin shein HaKadosh Baruch Hu moyes betfilosin sharabim, how do we know the Kodesh Baruch Hu is not miyus, is not the angry, like, the not miyus, it's tefillah sharabim, Shenema, the Pasuk says, Hein Kael Kabir, V'lo Yimus. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is not Mias with a tefillah of a rabbi. Hoksev, another Pasuk says, Pode B'sholem Nafshi, Mikorovli. The same Pasuk that he daven b'rabim, he daven b'tzibur. So some say the Chiddush is that even Namol, there's Rishoyim davening in Shul also, or some it's not so nice. So maybe because of him, Hashem should be Memayas from the tefillah, to Mashmah, no. And the tzibur, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is Merutza like for everybody. Mifnei Zera, Moshe has a truth and son. Somebody asked for Moshe Shaila. He says that Yeshiva Bacha, he could daven better, more kavanah if he davens at home, the Yechidus. If he davens in shul, he can't have so much kavanah, because he's afraid of the tzibur. But if he davens home privately, he could have much more kavanah. What's all this? Is it better to daven at home with more kavanah than to daven b'tzibur for Rabin? So Moshe answered him that if he daven b'tzibur, I'll call upon him, he could have the posture that tefillah he's supposed to have, which is the pirus amilus of the first bracha. And stam have a kavon yidavon with Hashem, avad yishadavon b'tzibur. Because he learns from this Gemara, he says a chiddush. The Gemara says there's an eis rotzim, if yidavon b'tzibur, Hashem will be mekabel yitzvila. That means if yidavon b'yichidus, it's not so posh that Hashem will be mekabel yitzvila. You say if you go wandering off, your minds wander off, you don't daven so good, it's a shal of Hashem will be mekabel or not. So Moshe says on the tzad Hashem is not mekabel, the pshad is not called daven, as if he didn't daven shachos that day. So mainly if you daven home, it's a big suffix if you ate the tefillah altogether. Mashenker, if you daven b'minyan, you fazichit, that at kol ponim you have the kavanah, the least kavanah you're supposed to have, it's called an eis rotzen, that Hashem will listen to the tefillah. So if a Moshe writes there that the person, even if you think you could have more kavanah at home, it's more out of the daven b'tzibur. Right there? Apodash, p'sholam nafshi mekorvli. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is Psham this posse? The Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Koloisik Batera, over Gemilas Chasodim, Umispalu, he does all three together, Imispalu, Imatzibur, is Malani, Amala, Ni Olov, Kilo Podeni Li, Luvnimi, Bein Umisoilim. It's like a Tsas, Kibis Golias, like he was part of from the Shibuda, from the Golias that we're in now. But the Pshat is that they say, but after Churban Abayis, the Tfilah, we're missing the Koyach of Avoida. And our Avoida is Tfilah. But tefillah is still not the same. The way it was in the Beis Hamikdash was a bigger mos tefillah, bigger mos avoda. So the tefillah, the davening, the learning is also missing something. Without tefillah, without the avodah in the Beis Hamikdash, even the daven, even the learning is missing. If you daven b'tzibur, so then the tefillah, the geshmak of tefillah, it's main the tefillah of the Beis Hamikdash. So mainly the learning is also good, also. That's when the sound after davening we say Yirotzon Shibona Beis Hamikdash V'sein Chokeinu B'Seresecha. That we mispala right after tefillah there should be a Beis Hamikdash, and then V'sein Chokeinu B'Seresecha will be able to learn better also, because it goes together. Avodah and tefillah go together. Say that's the smile. Somebody's oisik in learning and davening, but see, but together that's the cane of building back the Beis Hamikdash. That you point at Kodesh Baruch Hu, you put down the leil of Limbeinu Masoilu. Omer Rosh Lakish, call me sheyesh lo Beis Knesset Biroi. If you have a shul in Yishtot, and this is going at those times they only had one shul in the city. V'ena nichnas, you don't come into shul. Ein nichnas shom nispalel is nikra shochin ra. Poshet you're right, you called the bad neighbor. And Pasha, the bad neighbor means you have a neighbor never comes to visit you. It's called the bad neighbor. Here also, if there's a shul and you never come to shul, you call the shochin ra. Shenam and the pasuk says, Koyamah Hashem, al kol shcheinei heroyim, all the bad shcheinim, hanoigim benachlo. The nageim means they make bad to my nachlo, means Eretz Yisrael. Asher enchalti yes ami yes Yisrael. That I put to Klal Yisrael. So Pasha means, like in Eretz Yisrael, the nachlo in Eretz Yisrael, you're being nageya, you're ruining it. For lo yoid, Elishagorim Golias Lair Lavona. You make a sea, but there should be Golis. Shenemer Hinni Noitsha Meyal Admosim. I take them all from the Eretz Yisrael. Vyaz Beis Yehuda Etzesh Mitoichim. I'll uproot Beis Yehuda from Eretz Yisrael. So this brought down that, let's say you have two shuls in the Shtot. So you don't have to go to every shul. Abi, you go to one shul, it's also good. It means you don't go to any shuls. And which shul to go to? The Agantz Halachas, which one? It's interesting. So the pasuk says, "Haroyim hanoigim benachlo," that you negeya benachlo. So lechur nachlo means in Eretz Yisrael. So lechur, the Mashal says, this is good in Bati Knesias in Eretz Yisrael. Lechur, we're talking about any place, even in Bavel. So if you have a shul in Bavel, what does it got to do for the pasuk nachlo? We're talking about in Eretz Yisrael. So machm is there. Machm is the next Gemara we'll soon see. The Mashal says the famous word. About the Gemara says in Megillah that our seed in Bote Knesias Lisakel Eretz Yisrael, and when Mashiach comes, there'll be a kibbutz Golias. All the Yidden will go to Eretz Yisrael, and who are then all the Bote Knesias will also be uprooted and taken into Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, Mashiach says the Pshat is right now. Every Beis Knesses has the main kedusha of Eretz Yisrael right now. So therefore, it's good to post it. If you don't come into shul, means you don't come into the nachla of kedusha Eretz Yisrael, it's as if you're being nageya in the nachla. You're being nageya to Eretz Yisrael itself. And the pshat is in the next mar also. Omalei l'Reb Yechinen. Somebody told Reb Yechinen, Iko sabed b'bovim. There's an old person in Bovim, an alpha yid is living in Eretz in Bovim. Is Tamar, Reb Yechinen out of Tamiya, how could there be an old person living in Bovim? But Omar says in the postik, L'man yirbu yimechim yimevenechim al huadoma. The Pasuk says, where's the Mavi in Arichas Yomim? Laman Yirbu Yemechim Mevenechem Al Huadoma. Adoma means Eretz Yisrael. So if you live in Eretz Yisrael, then you should have an Arichas Yomim. But here, living in Bavel, how could it be somebody's living long? Loi. And so the Teretz was, Kivan the Amrle, when they told Rabbi Yechinen, Mekadmi Mechashkla Veikanishta, that this person used to come early in the morning to Shul and leave late from shul, as he was a long time in shul. Omar, then the Yechinen says, "Hainu the Ahani Luhu." Now we understand this helped him to have an Arichas Yomim. So the Chur, the Kash, the Mashurias, is right. What's the Teretz though? Good, he had this Chus. He came into shul. He stood there a long time. But the Kash is the Pasuk says, "Leman Yibu Yemechem Al Huadama." If you live in Eretz, you certainly have an Arichas Yomim. In the Chutz Lorach, you won't have an Arichas Yomim. So what's the Teretz that he stood in shul long? Says the Mashur, the same shot. That since the Bati Knesias will be Nisakir, we might some Mashiach go to Eretz Yisrael, so right now it has the main Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. So if you stay a long time in Shul, it's as if you're living in Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, past to have an Arichas Yomim. Kediyom Rav Yeshua ben Levi Levinei, like Yeshua ben Levi told his children, Kedimi v'chashichi, come early to Shul and leave late from Shul. V'yayla levei kenish to come into Shul. Ki heche de tereichu chayim. Today that you'll have an Arichas Yomim, you'll live long. Because the pshat is, then there'll be a kima to pasuk l'man yirbu yemech mevnechem al ha'adama. That's called, you're in the adama if you stay in shul. Rashi mekadim yishachris mechash v'arvis kloima marichim mebeis ha'knesset. He stood a long time in shul. Omar Rab Acha b'Rebbe Chanina. Mikro, what's the right, where's this pasuk?
that says you'll have an arichas yom if you come to shul. Ashra yodim shemeili lishkor daldoi soisai yom yom lishma mezuzah is pischi. The poshim means to come to dalsois, means the Eibishter's house, which is the base of Knesset. Uksiv basa, the postik says ki moitzim motzachayim. He's going to find chayim. He's going to have an arichas yom. So by staying in shul, you'll have an arichas yom. Omer Rav Chizda. When you come to daven in shul, you should walk in two doors. For the Gemara, does it mean you have to mamish walk in through two doors? You should walk into the shul, a shear of walking in two doors, a mala door, let's say, is a few amis, a few feet. So you should walk in at least 8 feet or 4 feet into the shul and then daven. And not daven by the door as soon as you come in. There's a lot of pshat in what the Hezbollah is. Let's see Rashi. Rashi, shir shnei psochim means reichav, the width of it. Yikonis lefnim. Shlayeshiv samach lepesach. You shouldn't daven just by the door itself. The nirolov kamasi, ikuv beis hakneses, v'yei mezumin samach lepesach lotzeis. It looks like it's a big tirdif for you to come stay in shul, and as soon as you could, you want to get out. So that's why you're staying by the door. It's not nice to daven by the door. So it's brought down, but let's say the shul is full, Kanainora, and it has seats all over, and pulled the seat is by the door, be mutl at this chat. Because it's not nikka like you want to leave, that's your seat. Like the whole row, every row is taken, so this chat will be mutl. Another pshat is, shia means that as soon as you come into shul, you shouldn't start davening the first second. Have a little yishuv adas. Like first wait these few seconds till you get your mind into daven and then start davening. So shia shnei psachim means wait that time that it takes you to walk in the few amis and then start davening. Don't just come off the street right away and start saying ashrei. Wait 2 seconds. And the maaseh we're supposed to know with both pshatim. Right? Alzois yispalo kolchose, the pasuk says, for this you should daven eilecha le'eis motzei, to an eighth of motzah of finding something. But what does this mean? What's called le'eis motzah? What's an Indian to daven for? Om Rabbi Chanina le'eis motzah zuisha. It means before you have chasna to find a good wife, you should pass to daven to Hashem. It is bashkocha, bashkocha from Hashkodesh Baruch Hu, you should daven. Shenemar motzah isha motzah toy. If you find an isha, you found a good isha. So man is the pass to daven for this. Rashi yispalu leis motzah, has yispalu shiyumitsuyin like yishit storach. Then when comes the time you need these things, you should daven for it. Yes, that's right. The marova in Eretz Yisrael, kinosev inish, when a person got married, kinosev inish issa, when a person married a wife, amrilei, they used to tell the chosna mishas the chasna. Amrilei hochi, motzah oi motzah, is what type of an issue do you have? Do you have a motzah or a motzah? There are two types of wives. Motzah, do you have a motzah, lichtev motzah, isha motzah toi. That means you got a good wife. That's called motzah. The yofik ritzayin Hashem, very good. Shmi b'tochen, if you have a good bracha. Motzah. What about maybe you have a motzah? That means the chsiv o motzah ani mar mimovis. What's bitter? What's worse? Then misa es ishara. That's a bad wife. So Mela, they used to ask the chosin, what type of a wife do you have? Do you have a good wife or a bad wife? So chutz filei ployim. You don't ask the chosin b'shas chasna. Bishleim before b'shas shaduchim k'nesim. But b'shas chasna is too late already. What do you mean you ask him, is a good wife or a bad wife?
He doesn't know yet.
That's
5 years later.
Okay. So, Nesibas learns Pshat, Nemeth Yaakov, the Pshat is like this, that it's like they're giving Musa to the Chosin, to tell the Chosin, you should know it's up to you. Every wife could turn out to be a good wife, and every wife could turn out to be a bad wife. And it depends how you're going to be Madrucha. If you be Madrucha and teach her the right derek, you start off on the right step, you'll be Motzah Toiv. But tell me, you're going to be a poet right now and stam do bad things right now, you're going to end up with a bad wife. So they told the Musa, b'shas t'chasna, it's up to you to find out what type of wife she'll be. And this is good in the pshat before also. And every wife could be good and could be bad. So may Allah pass the davening to Hashem also that she should be good. Right, Reb Nosson normal yeis motzah zuter. To learn to pass the davening to Hashem that he should give us koyach and bina to learn. Shenema ki moitza motzah chayim. And talking about Torah. Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchok, Amar Yeis Motzah Zu Misa. He passed to daven that when it comes a time when you have to have Misa, you should have a Misa type. Like we'll soon see, there are 903 different types of Misa. Some are more painful and some are less painful. So he passed to daven now that when it comes a time for your Misa, you should have a good Misa. Shenem Manaposik says, La Mois Toitzois. What does that mean? on Moves, it says Loshen Toitzoyes was Loshen of Motza. So Meleis Motza means the singing of Davin for Misa. Tanya Nami Yochi. Teisha Meyois Visholish Mina Misa Nivru Boilim. There are 903 different types of Misas on the world. Shenema La Moves Toitzoyes. Toitzoyes Begematri Yochi Heavy. Kosha Shibakulan, what's the worst type of a Misa? Asachra, type of choking. Shrashi Asachra, Ishter Lidna Balaz, Shebatecha Guf. He can't breathe. Nicha Shebakulam, what's the easiest type of a Misa? Nishika. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron got. The Nishika Hashem kisses you, that's the easiest type of a Misa. So tomorrow, Asachra, what's this choking daimitu? Damya Kechizra Begavava Diyamra. You have a ball of wool, and you pull it between chizur, between thorns. That every piece gets caught in the thorn. When you're pulling it, it's very hard to pull it out of the thorns. So liachure nashra. Every piece gets stuck on the thorns. You can't pull a piece of wool through thorns. So drashi kechizra begavu diyamud liachure nashra kanfe hasirim hanisachachim begizas hatzemer. That means the pieces of wool get stuck in these thorns. Kishodem noitik v'chazoko mashdech locher. Sheyesh shloy natek atzemri mo. Some priests at tzemer zicha get caught in the thorns. So it's a hard type of a misais. When the neshama comes out, it doesn't come galat out of the goof. But like it gets stuck in the thorns, it's very hard to get the neshama out of the goof. So that's a lot of tzar. Vika diyamri kipitura bevi veshtet bevi veshtet. It means also when you trashi yeshu kindness yamu kindness the yam. Yesh boy mekoyme sheinu makabu bazel. Umechabrim luchi hasvina de chavolim v'yaklim sheteuchvim v'nekove v'toikinoise v'doichi. Means the svina doesn't take metal. Umechabrim luchi hasvina de chavolim. They have to use string to tie the sides of the ship. And you have a hole there and the string has to go through the hole. And it's very hard to pull the string through the hole, like it's a thick string going through a small hole. So it's also a mashal how the neshama leaves the goof. And it's very, very hard for the neshama to leave the goof. So that's a very hard misa. Nishika, zatimara damya, kemashcho benisa b'mechalba. If you want to take out a hair for milk, and if a hair fell into milk, there's no tear at all. You just pull it straight out. And there's all a mashal how the neshama leaves the goof. It goes out of the goof very easy. So, man, well, since there are different type of misas, it's passed to daven that you should have a misa type. We have Yechon Normal Yes Motzah Zu Kfura. Then you have your Kfura, that you should be Zeichet to Kfura. But first, you bring down that Kfura is the beginning of a Kapara, it's Mechapa for a person. And then what then is needing to have the Kfura right away? You're not supposed to have Lina, the longer you wait, it's more Mazikim, Shedim, Medabik in you. It's a lot of tsar for the Nifter. So, the needing to have the Kfura as soon as possible. So pass to daven now when you're alive that it comes as mana kfur, you'll have a good kfurah and it'll be done fast. Omer v'chanina mikro has mechim alai gil yisisu ki motza kover. When I'll find you, the kever, I said, then I'll be happy. Like the tsar went away already. Omer rabba barav shilo. Hainu the yam rinches of people say, li boy inish rachmi, Persian kadavin, afilu adzibuli bas raisa, shalma. Until the last piece, shovel of dirt is covers him. So as a pastor daven, that's when you have shalom, when the kfura finished. So a pastor daven now that you'll be zeichet to have a good kfura. So drashi, zibula, apply the balaz. Before drashi, zibula basreis the shalma, shiheloi shalom kol yimechayov, v'yaf b'yom kfurosa, even the day they bury you. Ad hashloches oprach roina, till the last bit of offer that's run on top of you. Shebekisu kfurosa. Yes, that's the Gemara kfura. And we're saying kfura is ninyan to mechapa you, and it takes away the shedin. So it's ninyan to have it good and done fast.
Shedim are removed You said the shedim are removed in the kfura?
They don't come to you anymore. Before the kfura, the shedin have shlita over you. Mazutram omar li eis motza. What's called this eis motza you should daven for? Ze beis akise. What does that mean? And I'm Besakise, Rashi Leis Motza Besakise, Shiedar Bimokim Shesh Besakise Somachlai. Your house where you live should be near a Besakise. Lefi Shoisa Kaka Shel Bovel Metzulamayim. There's a lot of water, pits there of water. Ven Yecholim Lach Pesham Chapirus. They couldn't dig ditches any place. Because Amor didn't have our Besakises. You used to have to go outside in the fields
and dig a hole and make the best kisein. But it's richim lot says besodas shlachet noy. A more poshid, you live in a bad place. You had to walk a half a mile, a long place, so you can find the best kisein. So poshid giret, it's a big tirda. Like you say, you're not supposed to eat until you nifne go to best kisein first. So every time you're home, you want to start eating a soda, you have to take a long walk to the field and come home. Poshid, it's a big tirda. Amri Marov and Etziol, they said, Ho de mazut radifim ikula. This is the biggest thing to daven for. The biggest thing to daven for is you have a basic kisei right next to your house that makes life easy. So it's of Pipashtis. Hafenigla, the Gros says that the Indian from the basic kisei in Chazal means taking away machshavas roes. You know, to get like a Beit HaMusar. It's taking away the soilis of your machshava to throw it away. So that's an Indian, to make sure you have a place where you can go to throw away the bad machshavas you have. So that's very important to have. That's the whole Derech HaChaim. You have to go on the right Derech, not to have bad machshavas to do bad things. Omalei Rovo L'Rafras L'Rafram Ba'Popo. Lei Molon Mar, tell us something. Mehani Mila Ma'yisa the Yamat Mishmei the Rav Chizda. The Mila the Veiknishta. Tell us some halachas about davening in shul that you heard from Rav Chizda. Omalei Hochi Yom Rav Chizda. Here's what Rav Chizda said. Ma'idich says, what's on the posik? Oya Vashem Sharei Tzion Mikol Mishkanas Yaakov. Kodesh Baruch Hu likes Sharei Tzion from Kol Mishkanas Yaakov. It means Oya Vashem Sheorim Ham Tziorim Ba'alocha. Kodesh Baruch Hu likes like a Beis HaMedrash, a place where they learn Torah. Yoisim Iboti Kinesias. It has more Kedusha than a place where they only daven. Just come to daven. Umiboti Midrashis. And for Bote Kinesias, Iboti Midrashis means they only learn Medrash. But if you learn halacha, that has a more of a kedusha. Rav Hayne diyomar Rav Chiya Barami Mishmei Deula Miyoyim Shechora Veisamikdash after the Churban Abayis Einler like Kodesh Baruch Hu Balomai. We as a Kodesh Baruch Hu like live in this world. Ela Abba Amos Shel Halacha Bovad. Only Abba Amos Halacha. If you have a place to daven with the Beis HaMedrash, where they learn there also, or yeshiva, the thing is to daven there more than to daven in a regular shul, which you don't have a place of learning halacha. Rashi Yamitzuyonim, Tzion v'yasif v'tzibur. V'yomer Abayez atzabayim, Mereisha v'garistna v'goy beisa. Beginning Abay used to learn at his house. V'matzlina v'vekenishta, come to davening shach, v'si v'go to shul, to daven in shul. V'bekiv v'ndishamana l'ho d'yomer v'chiyav arami. Mishmei d'ulo, the what? The miyoyim shechor v'beisa migdish. Ein ala kodesh boruch hu v'lo me'elah abam shal alocha v'vad. That now a kodesh boruch hu only lives in the Dalai Lama's Shel Halochom, Loyheve Matlina Lehechid Garisna. He only used to daven the same place where he used to learn. There's an Indian to daven in the place where you learn from this posting. Hadoyve Hashem Sharitzi and Mikol Mishkan Siakov. And Rabami Rabasi, Afagav the Heavy Lutresa Bekanishta Betferia. They lived in Tveria and there were 13 shuls there. They only used to daven between the walls, Bein Amudi, where they used to learn. Because they hold that's more choshev where you learn. Oh, that's the machloket to shurin. Let's see, Rashi. Rashi, Bein Amudi, Shebeis HaMedrash, Nochen Aleim Malmala. There's the Amudim that hold up the Beis HaMedrash. So, see, they're showing over here. Lalochet's brought down this only providing you have a tzibur. Means the question to daven betzibra, daven home, where you learn, we hold our violence better than daven betzibra. But if you could have 10 people come to daven, where your kaveya, Beis HaMedrash, or as a question of going to a shul where it has 100 people, even though usually B'roivam Hadras Melech is an Indian, if you have two shuls, it's an Indian to go to a shul that has more people. Because B'roivam Hadras Melech. But if it's a question of a place where they learn, they're also, then that's other. Providing there's a minion there. But the best place to daven is a place where they learn the kvis.
So between a small place where you have a minyan where you learn and a large shul.
Right, then there'll be a place where they learn the kvis. Right. That's right. That's all this. Yeah. The pshat is always you have before that, like the Moshe says, for tefillah you need an eis rotzen, need that Kodesh Baruch Hu should be mekabel the tefillah. So since in a place that Kodesh Baruch Hu lives, with a place with Dal Rama Shalocha, Kodesh Baruch Hu lives there. So it's more of an ace roster. The tefillahs will be more makubal in a makam where there's learning. Right? The Yom Rav Chiya Barami, Mishmei Deula, Godol Hanenem Yegiya Kapoy. Yes, it should be Yoisim Yirei Shemayim. Because Yenena from your own work, it's more chashiv than Yirei Shemayim. There's a lot of different shot in what this means. Dilo gabi yirei shemayim ba yirei shemayim tziv ashrei ish yirei as Hashem. That's all. Ashrei, it's good for you. Vilo gabi nenem yigia. If somebody's nenem yigia, pasher means he makes his own panos, he makes his own living. Iktiv yigia kapecha ki seichel ashrecha b'tevloch. If you give a kapech, if you work for your own panosa, then it says Ashrecha b'teilduch vidashin Ashrecha b'olam azem b'teilduch l'olam abo. L'gabi yirei shemayim b'teilduch l'iksivdei. It doesn't say teilduch. Therefore, it's better hanenim yigia kapoi mi yirei shemayim. So there's a lot of different pshatim. Poshim pshatim, they say that if you could work and make your own panosa, not have to take from other people, that's odif than start being yirei shemayim and taking money from other people. That's Mikir Adin. Hagam, Heintik, it's time there was something known. Who is a bit shallow? What's that if Makolo then? How do you have a Kolo? A Kolo is people sit and learn, and they get supported from other people. Who of this Gemara is God, you give a kapai. So the Gdelim say, Rather Heintik, it changed a little. Because Amolo gets signed, it was possible that you have the Tanoim. They used to make their own Tanos, and they learned over the day. But today, it's very hard to do that. Once you start doing a little work, it's hard to keep your time in learning the whole time. So it's hard to learn Kol Tarkula that way. Therefore, at 8th Surah, the Gdelim say it's more than the Chafetz Chaim, so that the Mishnah Berurah already. That's more Kedai to sit and learn in Kailu, even though you have to take money from someplace, somebody else. Because today, it's hard to do the other way, of making your own panos and sitting and learning the Torah. So the question, should the Torah be learned or not, how about the Torah should be learned? But in the Gemara's time, it was passed like Hillel. Hillel used to go out and chop wood, make his 3 pennies a day, and he's mafanas himself. And the rest of the day, he would sit and learn. So it had that curse, they could do it. So if he could do it, that's odd. But they say, this man is there, it's much harder. The Stipler writes in the Tshuva now, very stark about this. There's any yeshiva man that wants to be a bagayvenik, that says, I'm not going to take money. I'd rather work on little, he calls me a big bagayvenik. That today, if you get money, you have to take it, because that's the way you can learn the mnucha. If you have to much as this, and this and this, you're not going to be able to learn. It's kedai right today to take the money that you can learn the mnucha. But meikar adin, yigia kapa is a big thing. That's one pshat, that's poshe pshat. The ground and the seed of learning, yigia, a godla nenem yigia kapa means you could do mitzvah spiyava. It means you have simcha doing the mitzvah. And yirei shemayim means you do the mitzvah. It's not as yirei shemayim, but you have no hanor, you have no yigia kapa, you have no hanor by doing the mitzvah. That's what the Gemara means. God la nani migia kapa means when you do the mitzvahs, you have hanor. You feel happy and proud that you're doing it. So that's a bigger madrega than stop doing the mitzvahs with yirei shemayim. Just stop of being afraid. Right? The Yom Rav Chibarami Mishmedula. Miyaylam Yidur Odom Bemakim Rabbi. You should live next to your Rebbe, because Vashtetzich, you'll be afraid to do things, because him and Rebbe's there, he'll see you, he'll tell you off. She calls the man Shashimi Ben Geri Kayim, Loinosa Shloimez Basparo. His dad was Shloimez Melech's Rebbe, and he didn't marry Basparo then, because he's afraid of his Rebbe. For the Moray Akasha Vatanya, another price it says, Al Yidur, don't live next to your Rebbe. Better off you live away from your Rebbe.
Alright, to turn over. So the Moray says like this. I have a Tanya, we learned Al Yidu do not live next to Rebbe. So Moran says, Lakash is Nostira. I tell you, Hoda Kaifle, Hoda Le Kaifle. If you listen to your Rebbe, you bent down, you accept him, then you should live next to him. You'll be afraid to do Averis. Rashi says, Im Kofa Fula Rabbe Le Kabo Techochos. You receive, if he rebukes you, then it's Kedai to live next to him. But if not, then do not live next to him. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rav Huna Bar Yehuda, Omer Rabbi Menachem, Omer Rabami, my dichsev, what does the pasuk say? V'yoyzvi Hashem yichlu. People that leave Hashem will be destroyed. Somewhere it says, Zeh hamaniach sefer Torah, someone leaves the sefer Torah, v'yoyzvi and goes out. And the Bach says, it means kishu pesuach. When the sefer Torah is open and you leave, that's not right. Rabbi Avuah, Nofek ben Gavra, Gavra, Avuah went out, between one Gavra, between one Aliyah and another Aliyah.
As soon as they opened the Sefer Torah and started to lane, no matter what reason you have, you want to go outside, you shouldn't go outside then. It's called Bizoin HaTorah. B'shas the laning, you shouldn't leave. And it's called the Klol of Yichlu. Vashenke Megavla Gavra, then you're allowed to leave. It's not a Bizoin to the Sefer Torah. It is brought down, I feel you have a big Torah to leave also. The Moshul, the Rosh Hashulchan says, let's say first let's go to the basic Kisei. So Ocher is in the middle of Kriya Shema, Birchas Kriya Shema, right then you have to go to the basic Kisei. You're allowed to stop and go. Hashem came when you started davening Shemon Esrei. When you started, you didn't have to go. In the middle of Shemon Esrei, you get an urge to go. You're not supposed to stop davening. You're supposed to finish davening at the end. Go. So the Chasam said the same thing applies here. Bishas they start Kriyas HaTorah, even if you have to go to the basic Yisrei, you shouldn't go then. You should wait until Ben Gavra LeGavra, because it's obvious Kovod HaTorah than Kovod HaBriyas. Hey, to leave the Sefer Torah Bishas Delaining is called the Bizoyan to the Torah. So it's a pretty common gezach. If it's Pekuach Nefesh, if you have to go, you have to go. But if it's not a case of Pekuach Nefesh, even though something is very important, you should not leave while that reading the Sefer Torah. You should wait till at least Ben Gavra LeGavra. Boyer Mav Popo, Ben Sukul Apsuke, Mahu Teku. What about Ben Sukul Apsuke? So the Mepharshim said the Pshat is that in that time, they used to lay one Pesuk, and then the Meturgim used to say the Targum of it. That's called Ben Pesuk, when they're not reading, when they're not laying from the Sefer Torah, just the Targum is repeating it over in Targum. It says you don't have the same Sukul Apsuke, because we just have Kfeter laying. Okay, but we wouldn't be negated. And that's the Mav Teku. Rav Sheshis Madarapay the Gorus. Rav Sheshis used to turn his head around while they were learning Kriyas HaTorah. He used to learn his Gemara. Omar, he said, Anan Badidan, I'm doing what I'm doing, my learning. But you know, but it's all, the Kilo is laning. Let them lane. But I'm doing something else. So the big Shal, what Rav Sheshis Hetter was, the Taisis says that the Shal Rav Sheshis was a person of Terosem and Osei. Like he was never Mavat in the second Smat of the day. He always was learning. So such a person like that has a heter, like not to listen to Kriyas HaTorah and to learn. That was Rosh Hashanah. But Vayach Bonata Madregam, the Vad is a chiyah to listen to the Kriyas HaTorah. So the Baal Al-Gamar just discusses about leaving. But who are then is brought down Loch about talking? If you talk while there's Kriyas HaTorah, it's the same thing. That's called you'd be Mavat at the Torah. So during the Kriyas HaTorah, it's also to talk. Then Gavra LeGavra, it depends. If you have something short to talk, it's mutter. But if you want to talk something that takes a long time, fortunately, you have to find an answer for it, because if that is exactly, you'll be nimshach. You'll continue talking even while they're laning. That's what happens most times. When you get into a conversation, you first stop. You have to be laning already a pasuk or two. And that is, there's no answer for that. Because while they're laning, there's no answer for talking. The only answer to talk when gavra gavra is if you can talk something short. Or else you want to learn something short that you know for sure you're going to stop by the time they start laning. But Azai, if I'm taking a shmuz, Pasha does not have to for that. Because, what? That, no. The Ikir is Bishas Kriya. So Rashi, I think Rashi someplace else says it. They say someplace, someone in Pasha will say, Hamniach Sefer Torah means when they start Kriya, when they start laning it. Not when they put it down, not when they open it up. It's when they have to start laning. Then it's the Bizoyan to walk out or to start talking. Weiter. Omar Rafuna Barab Yehuda. Omar Rabbi Ami. Lo'olam yashlem adam pashu yosav im hatzibur. A person should finish Mavis said resign im hatzibur. Pasha means by that Shabbos. A Pasha Pshat im hatzibur means when they lane the Torah Shabbos in the morning. That's when you should also finish or be finished by then Mavis Sedra. Shnai Mikra, that means saying two times the Mikra of the Torah. V'yechot Targum. One time saying Targum. The Yafilo Iteris V'divoy.